to Tango Mobile.
NZOTR, stationary.
Staying out of this heat. Of course, it's not supposed to get as hot today as it was yesterday. And it's supposed to be a little bit cooler tonight, so I guess we'll see what it is. According to my thermostat, and my thermometer in the car, it says it's 89 out there already. Anyway, on the way to get a haircut, and then lunch, and then groceries, in that order. How about that?
Sounds good to me. I'm glad it's you and not me. Let's see, 90 degrees, 64% humidity, and feels like 99. And we got a whopping 1/100th of an inch last night.
Like it rained over here at my house last night.
For you. I wish we did. But the chances are up the rest of the week, Rusty, so looking forward to that. Well, I stepped out on the carport, and right at the base of the bottom step was about a 4.5-foot black snake this morning. Surprise!
You get your attention. Let me go back down here by the house because the Amazon delivery truck just went by and I think they've got something for me. And if they do, I don't want to leave it outside in the sun because it's ink cartridges for my printer.
You said you ordered those yesterday. Oh, I still haven't looked at the brand of printer that is I got downstairs now, but I'm really happy with it. I was just sitting here looking at the automobile payment plan for the truck and the car and printing it out because they always change it just before they bill it.
They change it just before they bill it. Must be that they update it or either charge you more.
Actually less for safe driver and having all the safety features in your vehicles and yada, yada, yada. It's Allstate. And they give you a bunch of different discounts on it. So it usually changes just, you know, they send you in the mail a thing, but then just before it bills, it actually, Bernice likes to know the precise dollar amount for the checking, you know.
I know what my monthly payment is, so it comes out each month automatically, and it works out, but anyway, guy didn't head to my house. He'll probably go there well after I leave, so I'm going to go on because I got to get to my haircut, and don't want to be late there, and I don't know how long he's going to take in this other subdivision he went down into, so, but my thermometer says it's gotten up to 90 degrees out here, and I'll head on over here to where I'm going to get my hair cut, and then go get my lunch, and then I'm going to go to Eggs Up Grill for my lunch, and then I'll go down and Publix and buy my groceries, and then I'll head back to the house. Sounds like what my plan is for the day. How about that?
And cherry plums, and get you some of that spicy wings to take home.
They have any of the spicy wings. They didn't have any the other day, and I didn't want the plain wings. So, and those would have to be for later on if I'm going to eat lunch somewhere else before I go get groceries. I never go get groceries on an empty stomach. Not a good idea. You then buy things you're you don't really need.
Love it. We bought bean cherries and. Then yesterday we were at the fruit market and Bernice was getting peaches and I seen they had those yellow cherries, you know, and the Royal Ams. I love them. And a pint of them was $6. Then when we walked into Aldi's, they were $2.39 a pound. So I bought another pound of them and then Bernice, she likes the red ones, so she bought those, and they was even cheaper yet, $1.69 or something for Bing cherries. And so I've been snorfing those up today.
I'll sit there, and after you chew on the cherry, you got to spit out the pit, right?
Pink bowl here, and I just spit them in that, and then throw them in the trash, and put the bowl in the dishwasher. Who do you get your car in?
Guy Geico?
Uses them too. And he says, they've been very good. And his daughter's had a couple of mishaps and over the years, not very often. And his wife hit a deer. And you do it all online if you hit something or get in a wreck.
Way into it, I do it all online. Hang on, I'll be back in a minute. The signal goes to Heck in a Handbasket is a distance of about 3 blocks, but it's just enough to wipe out anything anybody says or I say while I'm in that spot. So I always try not to do anything and everything. So anyway, and looks like one of the businesses I go by over here doing a lot of business today. They got 2 tractor trailer trucks already backed up and loading docks. And a third one getting ready to come in the gate, so they're going to be busy there today.
Sure. Well, I think that Geico's quite a bit cheaper than the Allstate, but it's good insurance. That's what you want. You know, if my neighbor says it's good, it's good. And I respect what you think, too. But I've dealt with Allstate for years, ever since we've been here, and they're good people, and so I just stay with them. Probably a fool. My daughter up in Michigan, her husband researches once a year and changes their insurance around. Now, Jim, K9GGP, I think it is, he says that servicemen should use that, AA, whatever it is, oh, heck, I forget the name of it now. Anyways, it's, they cut into the military guys.
USAA, and I've been thinking seriously about going back to them. I got a call. I got to get a hold of them and get a quote from them to match up to what I've got and see, you know. And because I was with them for a while, and then I ran into a couple of problems, and I've gotten that straightened out, so. Anyway, but I'll contact them here in the next month or so, because this is, mine comes up for renewal in October, so I'll wait till then to make the change, I think.
Jim, I think he had, and I'm not sure of this, but his health insurance was through them, and he had a very serious operation a year or two ago, and it was very expensive. He had to go back east. They paid every single penny of it, he said. And Jim's a excellent source, I'll tell you that.
They were good to me when I had it, and all I have is auto insurance with them. But I'm going to look into homeowners insurance. Found out I talked with State Farm the other day, yesterday when I was in their office, about insuring the insuring my mobile home. But they said that if it's over 15 years old, all they'll do is insure it for the current cash value of the unit, and which is not the cash value is a whole lot less than what the replacement cost would be. And, you know, and of course I can get better coverage on the inside of all of my stuff on the inside, but the unit itself, they only insure it for the current cash value, so that's not good. So, but I'm going to have to change out here in a few more months here when I pay off things and then have to get my own insurance correct. So, anyway, well, I have arrived here. I'm going to park the car and I'm going to go on inside and where it's probably cooler and get ready to get my hair cut, both of them. And I'll talk to you later. N0TRW2T73, Stump.
Okie doke, Rusty. Yeah, State Farm's a good company, too. But that doesn't seem too desirable. Means they'll just cover for their replacement costs. Now that mobile homes are skyrocketed like everything else in the world due to our present administration, it's god-awful horrible out there. Take care, Rusty. We'll catch you down the line. W2T and 0TR.